Death in the Harbour, written by Pauline Rosen and narrated by Jonathan Rhodes. There was only one person in the carriage, an elderly lady reading an Agatha Christie, The 13 Problems. He hoped he wouldn't have as many on this case. He smiled a greeting at her. She returned it and resumed her reading as the train began to slowly pull out of Victoria Station in several wheezing huffs and a plume of smoke which seemed to wend its way down the platform and into the carriage, even though the window was shut. He placed his hold-all and murder briefcase on the luggage rack above him, sincerely hoping he wouldn't have to use the latter's contents. Evidence bags, tubes, small bottles, rubber gloves, a magnifying glass, and other sundry items. When he had spoken to Eva on the telephone and relayed where he was going, she had insisted that he keep her updated, and he had promised he would do so, adding that he hoped her leg would soon heal. He'd no sooner sat when the carriage door slid open and a tall, slender woman with shoulder-length fair hair, wearing slacks, and a well-worn and slightly disreputable dark navy donkey jacket stood in the doorway. Rieger looked up, startled.
"My God, what are you doing here?"
"Gate-crashing your investigation," Eva replied brightly. The Agatha Christie fan peered at them curiously over the rim of her spectacles and then quickly put her eyes back on her novel. Rieger knew she was no longer reading it, but eavesdropping into their conversation. He quickly rose and, taking Eva's hold-all, placed it on the rack above the seat as she eased herself down onto the seat opposite him and shifted her leg, the wounded one, obviously. She looked more drawn than he remembered. She'd lost weight, too. There were shadows under her blue eyes, which danced at him mischievously. He swiveled his gaze towards the elderly woman and back to Eva. Interpreting it, Eva said, "It's all right, Rieger. I'm not stupid."
"Sorry, I know." She smiled.
"I fancied a change of air, and my stepmother was driving me mad. I think the feeling was mutual, judging by the enormous sigh of relief she gave and the way her face lit up when I asked my father to drive me to Victoria. I just missed you on the platform. The timing was pretty tight. If it wasn't for this leg, I'd have driven down to New Haven myself. I thought you might need my third eye, and if you don't, then fine, there'll be plenty for me to photograph. I haven't forgotten what you said in Portland in September about there being enough hardship and poverty in Britain to photograph without going off to war. I'm sure New Haven is no different from the rest of the UK."
"Where are you staying?"
"Same place as you, the Bridge Hotel."
Rieger could see that their conversation was proving much more exciting than Agatha Christie. To Eva, he said, "Would you like a cup of tea?"
"Coffee, and something to eat."
"Let's go to the Pullman car."